From the Cobol Kuvo studio, this is KUVO Denver and K209ED Breckenridge. Heard worldwide at KUVO.org, a proud part of Rocky Mountain Public Media. You don't need no ticket. Just get on board the gospel train with your host, Deborah Walker, on KUVO.
Good morning, and welcome to the Gospel Train with Deborah Walker. That's right here from the Cobol Kuvo Studios, where we provide you with community, culture, and music since 1985. We are KUVO 89.3 Denver. That's K209ED in Breckenridge and online at KUVO.org. You know, the Gospel Train runs every evening from the Denver Open Media, 92.9 FM at 6 o'clock p.m. And you can always check us out during the week. That's every day, 24/7 online at DAWS2000.com for a moment of inspiration. Well, we have a great show planned for you today. And, of course, my friend Donnie Betts is riding with us today, who will be telling us all about the August Wilson play, Gem of the Ocean, that he directed, that's running from the Aurora Fox Theater until April 14th. So you have this week to get your tickets, go see it, and I'm telling you, it's a great, great play that you definitely don't want to miss. So sit back, relax with your coffee, tea with me this morning, and take a cool ride on the gospel train. Here's none other than the Mississippi Mass Choir. We have the Brooklyn Mass, Al Green. I even threw in a little Sarah Vaughn, and of course, Mahalia Jackson. They're going to get the train rolling down the track for us, and so keep it locked right here on the gospel train.
I want to see if anybody want to have church. Come on, clap your hands right there. Come on, I need you to have some church. Come on, clap your hands. Yeah.
Yeah. and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God disclosing, and he
I am the seat. The wretch like me, I want
Oh, you're locked to the best of great gospel music. That's right here on the Gospel Train, where we kind of take you around the world to all music. You know, if you want to get your word out about the nonprofit business that you have or an event that you have, you can always go to kuvo.org and submit your PSA. And I'm telling you, we will, of course, announce it. Well, I do have the interview for Donnie Betts coming up. Right after this, I have BB and CC coming up with I'll Take You There. So keep it locked right here on the Gospel Train.
everybody. This is Donnie Bastion. I'm riding on the gospel train with Deborah Walker.
Good morning. I am so privileged to have riding on the gospel train with me and my friend in Denver's own very, very special own brother Donnie Betts, who is the number one producer director here. And we're going to be talking about the August Wilson Gem of the Ocean production that he's doing at the Aurora Fox Theater that's running right now. Good morning. Hello, brother Donnie Betts. How are you?
Well, good morning to you. I'm happy to be with you, Deborah, and here on the gospel train. Good morning, everyone out there.
Well, thank you. Well, I just want to say how much it is a privilege and honor for you to just be with me, and I just want to talk to you. I would like for you to first just give me a little background of all. I mean, you have done so much in this Denver market as far as producing and directing. What called you to really do all of this as far as your talent?
Well, I think I started at a young age not knowing that this is what I wanted to do. I really wanted to be a football player growing up in East Texas, and that's where I thought I was headed. Either that or a history teacher, because my family are educators. A lot of them are educators. But I used to like to perform with my sister back out in the country, out in the woods with my sister, youngest sister. And then when I moved to Denver, I started performing with the Denver Black Arts Company. And that was really what happened, the genesis of, and then moving on to being one of the first performers hired by the Denver Center Theater Company when they first started, way back in 1979. I just kind of pursued that career and also at the same time pursued career in radio. I worked a lot with my brother, who was an elder here in Colorado, Jay Betts, Walter Betts, and he had a radio program on KFML back in the day. And I used to substitute for him. Cosmo Harris would come on before us, and then I would come on after him. So it was a dual interest for me, theater and radio, and I still love doing both.
Well, great. Yeah, Cosmo Harris was one of my mentors, as long as still Morgan Smith. They kind of came before me, you know. I mean, did, and it just inspired me so much, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they are. They're great. So tell me, how did you get involved with this particular play, the August Wilson Gem of the Ocean?
I have a little bit of history with August Wilson. When I went to graduate school at Yale School of Drama, August was there doing a lot of his productions. So as a student there, we would move his production from regional theater to regional theaters. I was in administration. And so, in fact, the first Broadway play I ever witnessed was the Tempest, starring James Earl Jones and Courtney B. Vance at that time. And then from there, we moved the show Joe Turner's Come and Gone to the real stage in Washington, D.C. with Angela Bassett and Delroy Lindo and folks like that, and Piano Lesson with Sam Jackson, originally at Yale School of Drama. So I'm very aware of his work and always wanted to do his work. I was able to do his production here in Denver. I did Joe Turner's Come and Gone at the Denver Center, directed Paul Rainey's Black Bottom in Illinois. When the Fox decided they were going to do this century cycle, meaning all 10 plays in chronological order, I had a discussion with a young man who's not long with the Fox, and said, I would love to be involved. And he said, well, we already had you in mind to direct the first play. And so when the new folks came on board, they kept that promise. And so I'm just honored that I'm able to do it, and I'm honored that the Fox is going to make this 10-year commitment to that. It's a big commitment. August Wilson is an amazing storyteller, and he's been a source of inspiration for a lot of people of color, and especially Black entertainers, designers, et cetera, and other writers who are following his footsteps. And you just talked about Cosmo and Seal Morgan Smith. So all these other writers are following his footsteps as well, too. They may not say it out loud, but they owe a lot to August Wilson and the work that he did with regional theaters and also now local theaters. And a lot of young people who are in high school now are doing his work, has their monologues and knowing a lot about his work. So that's very inspiring for me. So for me, getting a chance to now get to work with an amazing cast and do Shame of the Ocean, which was the first play in chronological order, taking place in 1904, kind of kicking off this run for the Fox of 2 years. So nobody can ever take that away from me.
That's right.
Work on that, you know, and nobody can take that away from the cast. Nobody can take that away from the Fox. So we're honored that we can be saving history, as Richard Cardell, who's the new producing director there at the Fox Theater. He said, "You're making history, talking to the opening night audience. So you're making history tonight. So you're the first to see that."
Yes. Well, I'm telling you, it's amazing. You guys have done an amazing job. And I'm telling you, to my audience, you have until April 14th to go and see this at the Aurora Fox Arts Theater right there at 9900 East Colfax Avenue. And I'm telling you, it's something that you will never, ever forget. So you guys are going to be doing all 10 of his plays, right?
That's correct.
Good, good. So they're going to go in chronological order?
I'm sorry, say again?
You're going to do them in the same order, like all 10 of them together, right? Like after this, you're going to do the next one, and it's going to keep going?
Yes, we'll do the Fox will do them in chronological order.
Right.
It's not been done before in this region before. I don't know about any other region before. His 10-play cycles were done by the Denver Center Theater Company some years ago, but not in chronological order.
Right. That was my question. Yeah. Well, great. Thank you so much. So what is it, this is my last question, what is it that you could tell the audience out here and the young people out here that will truly, truly inspire them to and motivate them to be the best that they can be?
Think about it. August was extremely intelligent, but he never graduated high school. He wrote all these beautiful plays. He's produced all over the world. He's a two-time Pulitzer Prize winner. All these different awards and accolades, and is respected around the world as being one of the most foremost playwrights in American history. If that can't motivate a young person, or motivate a person who, no matter what age, I don't know what can. You can do it. You just have to try. You have to have the motivation. He came from a very poor family, but Barry was always inspired. Spent his whole life in the library so he could learn and read, motivated. I'm a big lover of libraries myself, too. So if you come see the play, you will see yourself. Some part of yourself will be there.
Yes.
Would it be your Aunt Esther, who would be your auntie, you know, your sister being Black Mary, one of your brothers might be Eli, or you may see a troubled young man who's finding himself, like a lot of people trying to find themselves in the Citizen Barlow. So that's the thing about August. You will see yourself in some kind of way. And Joe Turner's Coming On is talking about people finding their song. So all of these plays will help you find your song. Whatever that might be, whatever your motivation needs to be for you to see yourself on stage, first and foremost. Hopefully young people will come to see themselves on stage, but also think about what they can do behind the scenes. A lot of people think everything is in front of them, but behind the scenes is even more important, I think, because we can't do anything without the technicians, without the designers, without the stage managers, without the box office. It's all a team effort. So
yes.
Yourself is part of that team.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, my friend. I love you, and I really appreciate you. And I did. I sent those pictures to Mark, so he emailed me back. We'll have an off-the-air conversation about that, our friend down in Atlanta. So I want to encourage everyone to go and see the August Wilson Gem of the Ocean that is directed by Brother Donnie Betts. It's at the Aurora Fox Arts Theater, That's right here in Denver, well, in Aurora, at 9900 East Colfax Avenue. You can give them a call at area code 303-739-1970. Or you can always hook up with Chelsea at 303-739-1971. And I'm telling you, between now and April 14th, you got to see this play. This is amazing. And of course, there will be 9 more coming after this in chronological order, because August Wilson was phenomenal. And so is my friend Donnie Betts. God bless you, my brother, and thank you so much for riding on the gospel train.
This summer, step back in time with the 1940s ball at the Boulder Airport. Dance under the stars to the Glenn Miller Orchestra amid World War II planes, reenactors, and old Hollywood movie sets. Tickets at 1940sball.org.
Celebrate Jazz Appreciation Month Monday, April 8th at 10 p.m. for American Masters. Max Roach, The Drum Also Waltzes. Explore the extraordinary life and musical career of the legendary drummer, composer, and social activist on Rocky Mountain PBS.
Driving into a Kuvo donation is easy. If you have a car, truck, boat, van, RV, or other unwanted vehicle, donate it to Kuvo Jazz and get a tax deduction. Easy, right? Call 855-980-JAZZ. Or visit the support tab on KUVO.org and we'll get it done, including pickup at no cost to you. Once your vehicle has been donated, you'll be sent a receipt for your tax records and the sale proceeds will be donated to Kuvo Jazz in your name. You will also receive a 1-year Kuvo membership.
Well, we're back with more great gospel music. I do want to remind you that the Town Hall Arts Center is presenting Colorado Premiere of Raisin. And of course, it features none other than Mary Louise Lee. You can give them a call at 303-794-2787. That's 303-794-2787. And they'll give you more information. Their play ends, I think, on the 14th as well. So also next week, tune in. Sia Chandler is going to be telling us all about the Decades of Love and all what they're doing. They have a concert coming up April 19th, and we're going to be telling you all about it. It's going to be at the Holiday Theater, so tune in. Well, coming up, we have Bishop Neil Robertson, Earl Bidem, and Ernest Pugh. So keep it locked right here on the Gospel Train.
Well, I'm back. Keeps on making your way over and over again. He's always bringing me out. Ooh-wee, over and over again. Lord, you done so much. Opening doors for me,
yeah.
Taking care of me.
Keeps on,
yeah.
Opening doors,
Daniel, say.
He keeps on, opening doors, taking care of me.
Taking care of me.
Y'all sing now.
Taking care of me.
you ready to do this?
I'm ready, sir. Let's go.
Hey, Jesus dropped the charges.
I was guilty, guilty of all the charges. Doomed in disgrace. But Jesus,
Jesus,
with his special love, saved me by his grace.
You're not alone. Keep pressing toward the mark. Finish what you start. Hold on. Be strong. Oh, at the end of the day, God's gonna make a way. Hold on. Be strong. Don't you dare. Good grip and hold on.
I said I feel all right now. Hey, I said I feel all right now.
Canción Mexicana, Sundays on Kuvo.
Hi, I'm Deborah. Listening to Canción Mexicana is your family tradition. Whether it's a ranchera, a ballad, or a cumbia, you love this music as much as I do. Tune in Sundays from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. to Canción Mexicana, only on KUVO, your oasis in the city.
Through again is another win, 'cause you're so good. Cause it don't feel like I can take it. But usually that's when I hear you.
I just need to trust you.
I ain't trying to doubt you. Can't do this without you. Even in my fear, you are my hope. I don't have to know how it all will go.
When my mind is all stressed, don't you give me your key? Don't you give me your you give me your love for me. It all leaves with another test.
You come through.
Lord,
you have been so good, and you're still the same. Lord, you have been so good, and you never changed.
Lord, you have been
so good, and you're still the same.
You're good.
You've been this good like forever.
So good.
I ain't gotta worry, never.
So good.
Hey,
never switch up on me.
Never switch up on me.
You're in touch and in tune to the best of great gospel music. That's right here on the gospel train. Well, it's about that time for us to start heading back to the station. I've truly, truly enjoyed being with you. God bless each and every one of you. We did open up this set with James Johnson, a brand new one, talking about Agree. And, of course, that was none other than Rufus Johnson talking about So Good, because God is good. He is so good. But we want to make sure that you have favor and mercy. And we have Brian popping. He's going to take us home with his brand new release. God bless each and every one of you. Go with God in all of your ways. And remember to share that love. God has loved you first. That's why you love him. So you share that love with each and every person that you meet. God bless you. And God willing, I'll see you next week. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Remember, it's going to be a little cooler than it has been, but we are in spring. And God has a blessing for each and every one of you this week. Here we go. Favor and mercy. I plead the blood of Jesus over each and every one of you.
Yeah.
Explain the way you work it out.
Yeah.
From the beginning to the end.
Thank you, God.
You save my soul from doubt. And I could have failed.
I could have failed.
I could have died.
If it had not been for your kindness,
for your grace, for your
favor and mercy.
Favor and mercy. Without you.
Listening to The Gospel Train with your host, Deborah Walker, on KUVO.